Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over, it ain't over. Try to make a back of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover.
Hello, hi, how you doing? Welcome to the Hangover, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Queen Dre and of course my co-host
Lala. How are you, Zimbabwe? Missed you so much. Hope you had a great weekend. The best you've never had is here with you.
And you know me, your royal highness.
I ain't royalty, but where I come from, see?
They respect you.
They
give you your respect.
Girl,
you're a G. Oh my God, you know The Hangover is that show that explores our social culture in Zimbabwe, and we are proudly a Capital 26 free podcast. You can find us on iTunes, you can find us on iono.fm under Capital 26 free.
Free to say it,
free to do it. Yeah. On this episode, we're going to be talking about so many things, and because we gave you a preview of the Black Panther last week, we want to delve into a bit of, you know, a review of
some
how
of you are now feeling like princes and princesses.
You feel like and we just want to, you know, get a bit into that, and we are going to be having that review over at The Buzz. You know, we look at every trending thing and, you know, we just bastardize it on The Buzz. After that, we're going to be having The Trumpet, and today on The Trumpet we are tackling one very interesting social issue, and we just want to know one thing:
how much skin is too much? Because I feel like we have different perspectives of how much skin is too much, how much you can and should and should not show, and who really cares about it.
Nobody gives a shit. So after that, we're going to have withdrawals with, of course, your weekend calendar, what to look forward, where to go, who to hang out with, you know, all of that. So without further ado, we are going to just delve right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for The Buzz. It is The Buzz, ladies and gentlemen.
I should do sound effect.
You should. Full-time job.
Yes.
You can get subcontracted by like so many people. I need a soundtrack
some
for my life.
Sounds PG.
Wow. I need a soundtrack for every time I enter the room. I do. And for
I don't think you want me to say something.
No, it's okay, Lara. You can, you know, take some time and think about it. And you know, I think I could also use a soundtrack for every time I say a joke and people don't get it.
Nah, I got you. You may not like it, but
you're
I got
the best. You're the best. So let's just cut to the chase. Black Panther.
Pros and cons.
Oh my word, before we talk about that, 4 days into the showing of Black Panther, it was still sold out at Stekko.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I got there on Saturday and I could not breathe for the life of me. It was just hot. And I'm in the queue, right? Uh-huh. I'm trying to buy my tickets for the 5 o'clock one. Escape. Mm-hmm. You know us, Escape. And, you know, I'm trying to get, like, the $5 one, right? I'm, like, right in the queue for the 5 p.m. one. And I'm, like, almost there. And then this guy walks up to me and, like, I just bought the last ticket for the 5 o'clock
one. I don't know why people think they're funny. You know that? Like, how do you consider yourself a joke?
It was, like, a heartbreak. And it was true. So I'm, like, you know what? I got faith. I get there and I had to get into the 8:30 one because the 5 p.m. one was sold out.
Shout to your girls in between us. I'm sure you found something though.
What?
Anyway.
Yeah. So that's just how it went. And on Sunday, it was the same show. So Thursday,
Friday,
Saturday, Sunday.
I can imagine what it was like worldwide in cinemas, because the attention it got on social media was... I literally, when I was on Instagram, that's all I was seeing. Black Panther.
And you know, you can see the tribe in there.
Exactly. So if you couldn't breathe in that, imagine people in America.
I want to think that there are people who actually slept outside at the cinemas just trying to get in. And this is not a joke. I remember watching The Big Bang Theory, and there's this one point where Sheldon and his people just they decided to just camp outside so that they could make it for the premiere for Star Wars or Star Trek. I can't like differentiate the two, but yeah, they slept outside. They got blankets. They got food. They stocked up so much because, you know, you get up, you go and buy something outside, and you might just get back and you see. So there's a lot of mixed feelings about Black Panther. I think for many people, like we were discussing last time, it's an issue of African-American versus American, and seeing that it's an American-made movie, but it's telling the story of Africans, there's bound to be a lot of, you know, misconceptions and, you know, all the wrong things, you know, here and there.
Yeah.
And I think for most of us, it's a question of perception.
Mm-hmm.
Because even the person who created the story,
mm-hmm.
you know, created it from their own perspective and their own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And you come back onto the ground and you realize, this is not what happened.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the first thing I think that stood out the most is that Wakanda is not even a real place. And because it's seen as this giant techno city and is, you know, really advanced, you know, there's been a lot of people saying, is it because Africa as a country cannot have an advanced place? It has to be a hidden city.
I actually hadn't thought of it. Okay, I personally haven't watched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Due to media that isn't.
Yes.
But I will. It's on my bucket list.
Uh-huh.
But I really do feel like when I do watch it, I will probably have a whole lot more other opinions and, you know, perceptions.
Yeah.
And everything. So, yeah. But I had never thought of it like that. Like, you know.
Like I was having a conversation yesterday that just made me think, wow. Because for me, when I thought, well, Wakanda is, you know, like one of those magical cities, I thought, well, this is probably a good metaphor to say, as Africa, we've got so many problems that are overshadowing us, you know, poverty, economic downfall, mm-hmm. Sickness, you know, and, you know, just basically infrastructural development that's like not moving. And, you know, Wakanda is saying, in the midst of all of this, we do have some good in Africa. Because the truth is, we are effed up in so, so many ways.
Crazy.
And, you know, I think for Marvel to try and take that picture and say, well, things are not as developed or good looking as they, you know, as we want them to be in Africa. There's this one place that is better than the rest of the world.
So you basically just pointed out a pyramid coin in one thing.
Yes, I did. I think this is why I didn't make
it. You went to school there? I'm so proud.
Thanks. So yeah, apart from that, and you've got some people who dare say that the accents were not good. We had Angela Bassett play Queen Maga.
Wait, and do you think the accents were good?
I thought they were good because I love Xhosa. And I was like, wow, that's really good Xhosa. You know, I thought they were going to have some weird
well, I don't languages. Know it's part of my blood, but like,
But if you watch, like, if you watch South African production,
uh-huh,
you can tell that, you know, there's, yeah, they took a lot of time to be trained. And there's also a Nigerian accent in there.
I feel like that one's easy. Like, anyone can go like, oga o.
There was a guy who kept saying, oh, it just killed me. I forgot the name. Because
those people, I feel like with Nigeria, it's an accent that's just got a lot of drama to it.
And I think they got that one character right.
Yeah.
He was so dramatic.
Yeah.
He was, oh my word.
You really don't have to do 6 months.
You need a soundtrack
African
for that guy.
For like a week and you're good.
You know how to do it.
Just
right?
Like, oh, oga now.
You get it. You get it now, my sister.
You think you are smart, eh?
That's the thing. That's the thing right there. You do it nice. So, yeah, there's been, you know, a lot of mixed feelings about. I thought they were good. I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Danai Gurira had that African Zimbabwean, especially. She, there's one point where she said Kandri, like how we say it here in Zimbabwe, if you're from Ashingo, of course. And
I feel like Zimbabweans don't have an accent.
We do, actually.
A lot of my, what is, you know what, a lot of, I'm always having this argument with my friends, especially those that are studying abroad.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, dude, we have an accent. And I'm like, I don't think we do. I feel like we, when it comes to accent, we have like identity crisis. Okay, what is our accent?
Well, I think that you've been hanging with really cool people, first of all.
Well,
yes.
Flip my hair. Shout out to my bitches.
All right, check this.
Yeah.
if you have been to certain parts of the country, then you understand that it is very embarrassing that you learn how to twist your language in certain. I don't know how I can explain it to you so that you can understand. But this is very light. We have English-speaking people who speak like this.
True. Yeah. I feel like those are textbook speaking people. You know, there's some people who act like they're reading what's already set out in their...
Because they're cramped. I think they're just cramped.
Just though. Because they cram it's like everything. There's a textbook behind their eyes.
Uh-huh. And yeah. And so that's basically the accent. That's the Zimbabwean accent. I mean...
I guess I'll only appreciate it when I go to a different country with a different culture. Or rather with...
Have you been
culture.
To SA though? Have you heard the English accent?
I have.
It's whack. It... shit. I don't understand.
It is. But I feel like it also depends. If you speak Xhosa, if you speak Zulu.
Yeah, it does. And if you speak Shona, and which Shona you speak? Because I'll tell you, Manyika English is, and I'm Manyika. Mm-hmm. So it's different because our accent is very light. Mm-hmm. But for Muroji, Mukaranga, even, you know, Ndebele speaking people, it's very different.
I can pick up Ndebele.
Yeah, yeah. Like the one that we just met down the road.
Oh, yeah, him.
Okay, that's why I need to get your attention. But let's move on to one of the craziest things that I saw, and I think you need to see this too, Langa. Oh my word. We're having this conversation, and a friend of mine says she doesn't like how, you know, Black Panther was, mm-hmm. because it reminded her of a Walt Disney you know, cartoon movie that was there a couple
Shame,
of years
but
ago.
Like, guys, I don't know. I feel like people... Animation is quite good, though. I appreciate those movies. Because they have a storyline. I have a thing for movies and storylines.
Well, for her, I think it was like... Black Panther is merely the reproduction of that Walt Disney movie. There was
what,
no
Pink
work.
Panther?
But it, just look at this. Take a look at this. Okay, I hate that we're doing this on a podcast, but yeah.
Okay, so it's basically a picture of parts, scenes, some scenes
of
from
Lion King, and scenes
and
of Black Panther.
Put against Black Panther. But yeah. I feel like, okay, so in this picture, there's Simba.
All of those, yeah. Simba and...
There's Scar, and then... But like, I don't get what her problem is. Because I feel like these are all parts... Lion King was a very deep movie. And I feel like even up to today, it still conveys a really deep message that most of us don't even understand. I feel like it's actually mm-hmm. too much for kids. Even they probably won't even get it.
Yeah.
But my point is, it's a deep movie and it says a lot. Spiritually, physically, mentally, morally.
If the Lion King moved you, I just want you to know that Black Panther is going to move you in more or less the same way.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't get why.
Because it's about a son who loses their father, right?
Uh-huh.
And they are reconnected to the father at this point.
Uh-huh.
And this is the realization of having that conversation with your father.
Your father.
And realizing,
uh-huh.
oh my God, right?
This is who
and
I am.
And then you decide, okay, I'm just going to go take over the world and do what I'm supposed to do because I'm a king.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that part. And then you start
fighting with your cousin.
And that's like... It's still a story of two cats. Literally.
Okay, my point is, what negative... Like, I don't get the negative energy that people are drawing from that.
Because, well, I think from her perspective, she wanted Black Panther to be different from anything that was made.
But I feel like, genuinely, if you look at Marvel movies, mm-hmm. they are always taking a storyline based elsewhere mm-hmm. that is then continuing or being... you know, put into depth.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, and I feel like she's expecting too much for even Marvel, to be genuinely honest.
All right.
Give me one movie that Marvel has made that is not based from somewhere, uh-huh. something we've already watched and heard of. Please tell me.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, she says that the whole circle of life scene and the constant references to savages is something that she didn't like. Because, well, I don't know. As a Marvel fan, mm-hmm. she rates it at an 8.
Mm-hmm.
And as an African, she rates it as a 7. And, you
then
know,
again,
she just...
none of those are below 5, so...
Yeah. Yeah. She says that all these white
don't
people are going
yourself.
To associate us with this because Africans in real life can't develop their own technology. Why develop some fictitious country? Because we can't do that on our own. And they should incorporate more African actors. The... accents sounded fake.
I'll agree on the actors, but I feel like she's a bit too salty. No offense. Whip, girl, I love you, but like, shame.
Chill on it.
You know what I'm saying?
You think high expectations are too high? Let's pour you water.
Yeah, no, like, I do feel like they are a bit too high for Marvel. They're expecting them to have something totally brand new. Because I feel like with Marvel, every time they say the greatest, when I watch it, I'm like, but it's similar to that one.
Really?
You know, type of thing.
Yeah, okay, like, give us an example.
Like, Avengers, it reminded me of Fantastic Four for some odd reason. It really did. I know they were more than four. Yeah, they were more than four. But like, I don't know. I feel like the concept is low-key the same because these are all people with different powers. I don't know. This is just my
All right,
sense.
All right. I get it. So Avengers reminds you of Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
What did you think of when you watched Suicide Squad?
I haven't watched it.
Okay. It's a DC. You need to watch it. Then you can tell me if it still reminds you of Fantastic Four. Okay. But yeah, there's an endless war between Marvel and DC. Mm-hmm. And because of this, you know, everybody thinks like Marvel is at the top. I, for one, respect Marvel for the, you know, there was so much research. Mm-hmm. They called one of the tribes, tribe leader, called the English guy in the, was, no, he's not English, he's American. One of the American guys in the colonizer. No. It was the princess who called the guy colonizer. Mm-hmm. And he's just there like, it happened so many years ago. So you have all of these, like, you know, subliminals. Mm-hmm. I mean, things that we were trying to deal with currently that were just thrown in during that movie. I was like, wow. And, you know, he's at one point, you know, there's a conversation ongoing between the queen mother, the king's girlfriend, the princess, and the tribe leader. And he starts talking, and then they just start barking at him, like, oh, wow. Literally. And then they keep quiet, and they say, don't say anything else, or else I'm going to feed you to my children. And he's just looking there, looking stunned. And then the guy says, I'm joking, we're vegetarian. And then everybody just, like, laughs. And for me, that was one of my favorite parts. There was also a reference to, oh yeah, so the princess was like a tech genius, and she made really cool stuff for the king, who is like, well, the king is the Black Panther, right? Mm-hmm. And so she made these royal sandals that whenever the king wears, turn into like actual shoes.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, he puts them on, and then she says, guess what I called them? And then he's like, I have no idea. And he says, because they are 100% soundproof, I call them sneakers. I know. That was one of my best lines.
I'm not laughing.
You should. You need to watch it. You need to watch it, Nana.
How do you know?
You need to watch it. Oh my God.
Princess joke, no.
And then there's also a comment on how guns are so primitive, but then I, who was like the number one warrior during that time, it was, I mean, the way that she just said it. And she said another funny thing. They were having a fight, and so there are these necklaces that the princess made that turns into the suit, the Black Panther suit. And so they wanted to take it from the other guy, and she's like, Vara necklace. So, you know, the warriors start like, and she repeats it again. She's like, Vara necklace. I'm like, yes, girl, do your thing.
Yes. No, yeah. But I feel like, I think overall, to cut the long story short, I really do feel like, as much as people may have mixed feelings, negative vibes,
it was a good thing.
What? I feel like they did achieve their goal was to move the African people. Yeah. And judging from what I've just seen on social media, I mean, I'm someone who hasn't watched it, but already I can see that a lot of people feel very included, a lot of Africans to be exact,
feel
very included, feel very noticed, feel very empowered, and feel like, you know, they're like superheroes. So I feel like, well, I'll give them.
And also because, you know, they sold out stuff, and I'm sure a lot of merchandise is just going off the shops. They managed to capture people's attention, number one. They managed to capture people's hearts. It was really moving to watch Black Panther. And the third thing is they made a shitload of money. I mean, I don't know. I bet you Tyler Perry's like, my dear goes to Africa? Because, you know, there's just so much energy that's, you know, moving around to Black Panther.
So, yeah, you know, I haven't watched it, but for someone who has watched it, I think, maybe I'll have something else to say when I watch it.
You will. And maybe we can have this conversation off air when you watch it.
we have a lot of questions.
So that was it from us on The Buzz this week. Up next is The Trumpet. Don't you touch that dial.
The Trumpet. Only you.
Only you.
The Trumpet. So today on The Trumpet, today's topic is how much is too much skin, right? Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So basically we're talking about what are we considering too much skin? This is obviously in terms of fashion. How we're wearing it, which occasions, when not. Yeah. So we want to look at what people view as too much skin, and is it always the right judgment? Is it always the worst judgment? And like, generally, this obviously forces us to break down all the types of
fashion that are available. Yeah.
Exactly. So we've got street swag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like street swag differs depending on what country you're in. I feel like Zimbabwean street swag is very conservative.
Very,
very
conservative.
Because of our culture, I would like to believe. Because
of the British culture, can we just...
Really?
Yeah.
Explain.
I don't think that my great-grandma was conservative.
You think so?
I think,
Then again, you have a point. You actually do, because I feel like I remember I was talking to one of my friend's mom, shout out to Mumbai.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom was telling us how she used to wear these, like, mascaras and, like, wear them with, like, yellow tights underneath. They were looking at her like, how do you wear yellow tights though? She'd be like, the skirt was like blue, you know. So I feel like, I don't know. But then again, I also do feel like that was taken because of the colony. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think way before these guys showed up in Africa, everything was just balanced. In certain parts of Africa, we had people having their boobs hanging out and just, you know, doing what they do. I think what was covered up the most was like the most private part.
Uh-huh.
And everything else was just like, free for Africa, you know what I mean? And at that point, nothing was ever too much. Everything was just the right balance. And they came with these laws that said we have to cover up. Like, even Adam and Eve were naked for it, as much as we can remember.
But then, you know what I think? I feel like our culture, as we would like to say, Kuti, we are dignified people, we are humble, we value our culture, we respect. I really do feel like we are one culture that doesn't even realize that we have evil. In the sense that, like what you're saying, Kudara, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it's like we've been brainwashed.
Yeah, it literally covered your tits and your pussy.
Yeah,
sorry.
And that's it. And you'd have like your tushy outside.
Exactly, like your cookie face and exactly, like, but ass is all out, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're the same people who want to be telling me, Gucci,
it mustn't,
do you know what, like, Shaga used to wear?
I mean,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And these are people who formed, the people we look back to into our history that have our culture at hand.
It's not our culture that's conservative. It's something that we borrowed and we kept as our own.
Exactly.
I think it's a gift that we didn't want, but the colonizer said, here, this is better than being naked. And we were having a party out here. Everything was great. Everyone was just naked and doing what they do.
I feel like we're such freaks. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. So I feel like street swag, as I was saying, depends on where you are. Because every time when I'm in town, I notice, because you find a lot of people still have a struggle with accepting ripped jeans. And especially now that guys are now wearing them, a lot of people have very negative opinions towards that.
You know what I just do with street swag? I choose my streets very carefully. It's really here in Harare. There's a lot of crazy people.
You know what? That's one of the things you actually going to talk about.
I know if I'm going to use the public transport.
Yeah, you need to. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because Zimbabwean men, I think, just act like they don't know what legs are.
Besides
why
that,
you go. You know that these are the same men I end up with. And we all know what's worn in, like, but these are good private lounge, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you are the same people who, when I wear my short
mm-hmm.
or when I wear like my short dress, you want to be making such a fuss and make me feel so uncomfortable, but they're just bloody legs. You cannot see my underwear. You can't see what my cookie face looks like. What is your fucking problem?
I don't know.
Really irritates. And you know what I've also noticed is that it also depends. If you're a big girl, I'm personally a big girl. Mm-hmm. So because I'm big, if I wear something short, make it so dramatic. But I swear to you, I saw girls that were smaller than me, body-wise, handedly, but wore something shorter than what I call short.
Now that
but
you
no
say
one
that.
Bothered them. And that really pissed me off. I'm like, no. When I wear it, you stress me, stress her too.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
What you say,
like,
just made a lot of sense. I was putting on a dress that was, you know, these dresses that keep moving up
yeah.
as you walk. Uh-huh. And I had one of those dresses this weekend. And so this is me walking up 2nd Street and going to East Gate. And I have a lot of people looking back at me. I'm like, what's wrong? Right? Mm. So I didn't think about it. Because even when I got to East Gate, everybody was like, yeah, it's a party out here, right? And then I realized there's so many skinny girls out there that wear really short stuff.
But
short skirts.
Yeah.
But do they get as much attention as
they
do?
They really
on that
don't.
Day?
Like, I really noticed. It's a lot. I'm like, just because I'm big. You
is
want.
That, well, for you, it's also because we're torture and makumba.
Bye, Felicia. Okay, who said it all, girl? Like, I'm gonna go put you with the weenies.
I'm just helping you out with the points, right?
I am the co-host, guys. Please, like, she does not know what side to freaking.
If you know Lala, then you know she needs to come up when the sun is out, at least.
Whatever.
Otherwise, we need shades out here.
Anyway, we're on. From street swag, we've got Sunday Best. So I go to celebrations in
uh-huh.
and it's a Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
And every time, like, when, you know, discussion of which church do you go to, dressing comes up, people are like, at your church, people wear what they want.
Yeah.
You know, people dress like, some of them dress inappropriately, some of them dress like they're going to the club.
Yeah.
And I remember the first days I was so defensive. I was like, nah, y'all are just, you know, haters. Because
yeah.
people genuinely have their own thoughts about Celebration Center. But
yeah.
then when I actually looked at it, I realized, for real, you find there's some women who wear, like, the dress you're talking about that
mm-hmm.
goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So when she's doing praise and worship,
mm-hmm.
you know, it keeps going up.
Mm.
And then when the Holy Spirit catches her and then she falls, it's another issue.
Oh, it's a drama.
Yes.
I like that
it's
kind
more
of
than
movie.
The spirit that's attacked her. You know what I'm saying? My point is that I feel like, but I don't think it's a matter of disrespect, Kuti, you know, I'm wearing this because I don't respect God. No. But I feel like it's genuinely lack of knowledge. I feel like some people, to them, wearing something short is not offensive. It's
mm-hmm.
not out of disrespect. So I feel like when they do wear it, it's, I know most people, especially in the church
mm-hmm.
and the elderly, will be like, yeah, Natika, she's
mm-hmm.
got no respect. This is the house of God. But if you look at her, you know, talk to her, she's like, oh,
she's a better Christian than those that are covered
up. Do you
up.
Know what I'm saying? Like, to her, it's, that wasn't probably, half the time it's not her intention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably was just a hot sunny day and she's like, bruh,
coconut this is and not doing it. Oh, maybe that's really what I like. That's genuinely the kind of thing that I like, because I feel like
mm-hmm.
I mean, look at me. Mm-hmm. If I was going to wear long stuff and all of that and cover up, you probably think that I was married with 3 kids or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am, I'm a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch. What up? But I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
what, the issue of what you wear to church is a discussion that, for me, I'm just like, I'm so over this. Because I feel like people forget why they go to church in the first place.
Bless.
Why are you busy commenting on what I'm wearing? Why can't you just be
but
at church?
But then again, as much as that's true, I feel like also sometimes, just to avoid jagawanda and a lot of talk,
mm-hmm.
I think, because I know, like, there's some things that are in my wardrobe I know I can never go to church with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my aunt would just be like, whose guy are you getting into?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like, I think just to avoid a lot of things, sometimes we need to remember that it's church, but also it's culture in a church.
Yeah, but
so
yeah.
It's as much as there's a messed up ideology, just the way things are, I'm not going to get you stressed out.
No, I think for church, particularly for church,
and also depends
which
church
you go to. You
just
need to wear stuff that doesn't get a lot of attention on
yeah.
you.
It like, also depends
yeah.
on church. Like, I feel like with Pentecostals, you can kind of get away with it. And like churches like Anglican, Roman Catholic, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, those kind of have uniforms and stuff.
Exactly. So, yeah. And then we've got work clothes. The sex secretary.
Yeah.
This is weird because at my last job, I would wear t-shirt and jeans. I remember my mentor asked me.
I was actually expecting you to say something really pink.
And I remember my mentor saying to me the one time, so is there any particular reason why you wore this particular thing?
But then again, what were you working as?
I was a copywriter. Copywriter. I was a writer. I used to
you
write.
Said writer?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I did copyright.
Okay.
And so, like, I didn't have to, like, I didn't even meet clients. All I did was close the door and brainstorm, like, stuff. Which was, like,
no, I feel like I think in this topic, it's more to do with people that need to dress the part.
Like,
CEOs,
yeah.
The managers.
The professionals.
Yeah, basically.
The professionals can do that. The bank people, the nurses, the whatever.
But then again, you know, there's also that issue of, you know, some people don't dress appropriately for work. Because you've had, every time when I explain to people that I work as a hostess, the first thing they think is prostitution.
Wow.
Because when I post certain pictures when I'm at work, or I, you know, I explain what we wear, you know, how we wear dresses, heels, makeup, everything. Uh-huh. People are like, ah, you're looking that good for work. How am I? So my point is that I feel like it depends with your occupation. What are you working as? Where are you going? You know what I mean?
It definitely does.
Then,
and seeing that there's so many different kinds of jobs.
These days especially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think only when you have to interact with the client is when you need to, like, tone down.
Also, I feel like most women don't understand or realize that you don't necessarily always have to show a lot of skin to look sexy.
Yeah, that's so right.
So it all goes back to knowledge. And in the last...
But do you have to look sexy at work, though?
Well, I feel like some people, because of their body, whether you wear a t-shirt and jeans, you're going to look sexy. You know what I mean?
Shout out.
Burn them.
To my thick sisters.
Burn like, them.
But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like, it depends.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, it depends. And then the last type of clothing is club groom. Guys, the things I see clubs. Oh, wow.
Look at your face.
I lit up.
I can't believe
I'm so alive. Because I feel like, I think I would safely say I've been to both types of club environments that are there in Zim.
Yeah.
We've got Plus One, which is considered the more ratchet place, the more bombera place, you know. I generally liked the vibe it had because it allowed you to be who you are and no one had to care.
No one was judging you.
No one gives a hoot about like what you're doing. Then I've been to Pablo's. Pablo's is lit, but on Fridays.
Well, Pablo's, you have to have heels, don't you?
Well, no. I mean, I've never gone there in heels, but you have to.
The one time I was at Pablo's, I was in pumps, like, the whole time.
I've never been to Pablo's in heels, but you have to have, it's like, okay, should I call it smart casual?
Oh, you have to look important.
Yeah, you have to kind of look the part. Like, I put more effort when I'm going to Pablo's than when I'm going to Pablo's.
Yeah, I know.
And I would like to say, you know, okay, I'm mostly Plus One because everyone is accommodated. The things you see, girl, okay, for me, this is, I feel to my definition of too much skin is when you are not comfortable with what you're wearing. For me, that's too much skin. Because you find there was this one girl, she was wearing a couple, like, I don't even think it's a dress. Like, I feel like it's a
LBD.
Off. Bruh. She couldn't bend and she kept pulling it down. Not pulling it down because Yakuita, because she's dancing. No, pulling it down because in general it just keeps rolling up. It's not meant to be. It's not meant to cover your ass. Like,
it was that short?
It was that short. Like, and I felt so sorry for her because now even in the club she was getting the stares that you get kind of mukobagabana with the short skirt. And this is a club. Do you see the contrast? No, she wasn't. Girl, thank God. She wasn't.
I don't know if it's like a save or it's like, oh, shit.
And I feel like it's because she was sober. I feel like if she was lit, it would have been better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she would have just let that dress come
really, I really felt like she was scarred because I was scarred for her. You know?
And if she was wasted, she would have let that skirt climb up that garden.
So, yeah. And then there are people who... Then there's outfits and clubs where there's no effort. Okay, I can understand if you're not someone who dresses up. I mean, I've got friends who don't. Shout out to Mumbai.
who
we need to see me back, to get me back.
Who, you know, no, she's okay. She's a very, and I know there's some girls like this. You know, she's a very casual person. She doesn't stress too much about what she's wearing, though. She always looks nice, as casual as she always does.
Oh, I think she's a me.
Yeah, but like, my point is, you know, when we go to the club, no, she does put effort and stuff. But I'm saying there are people who already are casual, but then when they're going to the club, they're not even trying. Like, they're wearing track bottoms. And like, I mean it's okay the fact that Plus One will let you in with your club, with your track bottoms and your sweatpants. But it's a club. Like, don't you wanna at least feel sexy? Like, just one
for the who?
I don't know.
For the why?
I don't know. Like, I know I always sound like I'm contradicting myself every time I talk about this, but I don't know. I just feel like, don't you just try, sissy?
I don't know. Just I don't know. I'm not even one of those people. I'm a comfort person.
Uh-huh. I'm concerned about being comfortable. But I feel like, I don't know. Personally, when I think of club, I think of sexy. I think of fun. I think of.
You think of sexy or you think of sex?
Both. You can't really say that. Can you? I mean, sexy is derived from the word sex. So, I mean.
Oh, God help
no
me.
No shame. But, like, it's not all this. It's not like that. Audrey, why are you exposing me?
I wanted to be clear.
Girl, sorry. Anyway, as I was saying, I think of sexy. I think of fun. I think of alcohol. I think of letting loose. I think of stop thinking and mm-hmm. just enjoy.
Okay.
And I always want to look sexy when I go to the club. I mean, you know, I've been in jeans before. Like, mm-hmm. in winter, I was like, shit. Sorry to the scares, but you know.
It's not doing.
But, like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
I really don't know.
But let's talk about what men wear to the club, though. I feel like we give ourselves a lot of pressure on what to wear.
Then again, I remember my sister always says this. She's like, no, girls. You know, like, every time we watch music videos, she's like, can you see the girls? She's wearing palm shorts. She's wearing belly over top. Mm-hmm. But the guy she's grinding on, anima jacket too. He's got, like, the thickest jean. He's got sneakers with, like, socks in there and a cap. Like, he's set.
Yes.
He's so set. And I really do feel like, pressure is always, not pressure, I don't know if we give ourselves pressure as females or has society given us pressure. I don't know. Oh, it's both.
No, I think this leads us back to that conversation we had last week about the underground clubs where the black woman was, you know, regarded as the fun part of the night. Mm-hmm. And she was a diva. She had to come out to show out. Mm-hmm. You know
she
what I mean?
She had to look like
she
a
had
band.
To look good.
She had to look like
and
a band.
I think the sad thing about guys is they cannot have a lot of fun without us. So, yeah.
True. I really do feel like we can have so much fun without guys, and guys just can't have the same as much of fun without
guys
us.
Guys is always screaming, my baby. Chiro, this is that gay. He just wants to know totally, they're good totally, girls and exactly. He can have a nice conversation or whatever.
Oh, you know how, like, when a guy has a car for the girls, he's like, yes, dinner my baby.
You know?
Just look at him like, nigga. Please.
Chill.
None of us even want you. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah. You're just here to take us where we need to go.
Exactly. So that's like a lot of, I don't know. When it comes to guys, I feel like they have the regular t-shirt and jeans. And recently they started working track bottoms. I hate sweatpants. I hate sweatpants.
I feel like it depends with what body is wearing.
What?
What body is wearing the sweatpants?
Shut up.
I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if you're skinny,
it's not doing the thing.
Shut up, skinny.
You love them skinny Wiz Khalifa.
No, well, not, I actually don't. It's not my preference. But like, my point is, I feel like if you are a bit more body built, it kind of sits on you better. And it looks less like you're not trying to be effort.
I just feel like sweatpants are no effort. Whether you look good or whatever.
True, but I feel like, okay, visualize this. A girl with ass, hips, wearing sweatpants. And a girl with nothing wearing sweatpants.
Girl, why'd you have to go there?
But you see my point.
No, why'd you have to go there?
My point.
You
is
know
still
I ain't got no ass, no hips in here.
But
you
my
talk
point
about
is when a girl who's like thick and everything wears it, you're like, oh, I want to wear that the next time I go out. You know
and
what I'm
you
saying?
You wait it doesn't work.
Same, I feel like it's the same thing with a guy. Like a guy who's more, you got more of the thighs, chi chi, when he wears sweatpants, it doesn't look like he didn't try. And like, you know, Bamkuru, you know, kid size.
who, and you can literally, you're like, bruh, go home, type of thing. So I don't know. But then again, I feel like a lot of guys are still very shy to wear ripped jeans.
I don't think that's true.
Really?
No.
No, what makes it? I don't know, because I feel like they always, very few guys have I seen that wear dramatically ripped jeans. Two clubs.
Wait, are they gay?
No.
Okay, one of them is actually my friend.
No, I was just asking so that you for the conversation. But I really feel like ripped jeans are warming up into society.
They are.
But I then see again, a lot of ghetto youths in ripped jeans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like,
but look at the way they're perceived. They're perceived as niggas and drugs.
Yeah.
But then again, I feel like also why Muslim guys are quite afraid of going all the way to Jesus because they'll be perceived as gay. I know, I think I said this the last time, how, you know, friends of mine were like, bruh, we're seeing like gay niggas in the club. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how come I don't see this? Like, I'm shook.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm like, are they really gay or are you guys just so, I feel like guys are so unnecessarily homophobic. Like, get over it.
For me, honestly. I start to see that you might not be heterosexual when you have, when you accessorize too much. Mm-hmm. And you generally just, if you're, you know, how you handle yourself, mm-hmm, is like, bah. Because, mm-hmm, all the guys just want to blend in with the walls so that they can spy at the girls on the dance floor. I don't know if you get what I mean. But you get into a club and most guys don't dance.
True.
They're just talking, true, to niggas or looking at the next nigga or whatever, or waiting for you to get drunk so he can take you home. Mm-hmm. Gosh, niggas have no life. But yeah. And yeah, so when you see someone who's just like, oh my gosh, and I'm like, okay. And so you check in. Sometimes they've got ripped jeans, but most of the time they have really tight jeans.
I guess, I don't know. I'm always just a bit too late to know these things. But I think he do have a point. So yeah, and then worst outfits found outdoors. I feel like Zimbabwe, town to be specific, takes a couple of days. Especially duration, yeah, summer into winter.
Oh, my God.
Or summer, or winter getting out of.
Oh, God.
No, I'm saying this wrong. Summer getting into winter, or winter getting into summer. Yes, I got it right.
I, oh, my God.
Guys, this
it's
is
so
typical.
Sad. It's so sad that when winter comes, people cannot find something better to do with their lives. They still want to go clubbing. And you want to go clubbing in the exact same clothes that you used to go out in summer. It's like, if you've been to Pahuku, and you know it's freezing, and niggas are out there just chilling outside and rubbing their tummies. Nigga, you is cold. You is cold as fuck. Why don't you get a hood, a jersey, a coat, whatever? And just make sure that unless you're having fun, okay, fine. So maybe you want to hang out at Pahuku so bad. But why can't you go somewhere cozy? Why can't you do that? Why can't all of you just go to Inaki so you can make the place crowded and feel warm?
He ain't feeling cold. Maybe he thought about that.
He's not feeling cold.
I'm just saying.
He's not feeling cold.
What for that, girl?
Oh my word, I don't believe. I've seen people so cold. I'm like, you guys are going out. Ah, best of luck. Me and my group busy. We're tight like this because this cold is not playing with nobody.
Like last week. But yeah, like I was saying, I feel like the typical Zimbabwean woman who is confused between winter and summer will wear this. Ani a long sleeve jersey, and she's got a jeans skirt on.
What?
She's got a long sleeve jersey.
Uh-huh.
Usually get bright. Yeah, and she's got a jeans skirt. Yeah, mm-hmm. And she's got leggings. You know, leggings.
Oh my word! Oh my word!
And then with those leggings, she's got Maguru socks.
Oh,
with different colors.
There. Oh no, you didn't
on top
go
of
there.
The leggings, and she puts it in a pump, and you can see this pump is being extended because
it's too.
And then she's got like, well, on the jersey, that's the variety. It's either she's wearing another long sleeve juzu or something.
Or a blazer.
Or a blazer. Yeah, it's usually a blazer. Yeah. It's actually usually a blazer.
I see that girl. I think I know.
No, it's not even a girl.
It's a woman.
It's mothers, usually. And am I probably go-go. Yeah.
Yeah, but ish. Ah, shame. But don't you think the worst thing is wearing heels at, like, an outdoors event, like, unplugged?
Personally, my question is how? How are you even wearing heels to unplug?
That's what I'm saying. It's an outdoors event, and there you are.
I mean, then again, there are shoes, like,
the ankle boot, but then they have heels. But the heel is like a block low heel. That I can low-key understand.
Like, I saw stilettos the one time. I was like,
Nah,
slay us.
She don't like her shoes.
Slay us. We are your children.
She don't like her shoes.
I don't
but can I ask
it.
A question? Do you think there is too much skin for places like Unplugged?
Unplugged is pretty cool. Like,
it's very cool.
It's very cool. I think for all the social events out there, it's a very safe place for you to just be whoever you are. Especially because Unplugged has so many classes. It has us people coming from ghetto. It's got you people who are coming from... Where do you come from? Mars. And we've got, you know, people that are coming from...
The Felicia in me refuses to comment on what you just said. I'm going to let it go.
Yeah, but Mars people are cool, as you can see. And yeah, Unplugged is generally like, just, you know, do what you do with your friends.
Because I mean, I've had a lot of, you know, conversations with my friends, and I'm always like, you know, what are you wearing and stuff? And, you know, she'll be like, oh no, I don't want it to be too much because it's just Unplugged. So I'm always thinking like, is there a dress code for, because some people go all out.
I've seen all sorts of stuff.
So have I.
It's like, there are people whose social life evolves around Unplugged, and they make the most.
Then again, I also feel like, what mood are you in? And also, where are you going from Unplugged? Because you know how sometimes you want a one-way, this is me, I always want a one-way outfit if I know I'm going from this place to
that place. You want to just cover everything.
Yeah, I want to just wear one outfit and it goes along with everything. So I don't know, I feel like it depends. Like, if it's an Unplugged on a Sunday, probably, you know, after Unplugged, I'm going to go home. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm going to go chill by Inaki's or something. But chances are you're not going to do much. Because on a Saturday, chances are you're going to go to the club. And stuff like that. And already because of the club, you want to look sexy, what, you might then find yourself in Unplugged in an outfit that probably you wouldn't wear if you weren't going to the club after. I don't know if I'm making sense. But like, yeah, I don't know.
For me, it's always, there's one major factor. How am I getting to whatever place? Because I don't want,
I think that's another thing. I think that's my next point is really going to touch on the topic. What is too much skin? I think it's our form of public transport and how people react. Our society. I know, no matter where I'm going, even if I'm going, you know, somewhere and I really feel like wearing a short something, if I'm using combis, it's a negativity.
You're not winning. You're not,
I can't make it happen because in town...
You just carry your clothes.
Yeah, in town it's too much skin.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so much unnecessary attention. I'm going to get traumatized.
And the sad thing for me, I think, was which is what I realized over the weekend, is we don't have Uptown anymore. Because there I was walking in the Uptown thinking, yeah, I'm
okay, where's Uptown?
This is what I'm saying. Because there were places like Kwame Nkrumah and Seget, right? You knew, but there's no way you'd ever find someone and then Seget go. You know, it had to be very strict business type of thing. And there you are, and there are all these Seget people just staring at you, and you're like, I didn't kill anyone.
I think the only place you can safely walk around in anything with thighs showing from like east to west is like places like Village.
Avondale, I'm not too sure. I mean, no, Avondale is safe. I mean, in those places, you can even walk barefoot. What are you saying?
But Avondale, I think it's also, if you are using public transport, don't do it.
It's not working.
For your own livelihood, it is not safe.
These people are not our friends, my friend.
So, yeah, I don't know. I really do feel like, you know, as our, I think mainly our culture, you know, what is too much skin? But I think overall, for me, it's... what you value as too much. Well, like, what is it to you? I think it's a very relative term.
Yeah, but, you know, for a lot of reasons, it becomes subjective to where you're going and how you're going and who's going to be there. So you need to be really careful about all of those things and just take note. I mean, I know friends who leave their houses looking a different way because they know they're going to be taking public transport, and they get to, you know, the turn up and they have to
change.
Find the bathroom and change. So if you need to do that, do that.
That's so much stress, though.
I know, because you want to carry your clutch with your lipstick and your phone.
Besides that, who wants to go to a turn up and then be seen in another outfit later? That is not good.
You use the back entrance.
But yeah, that was the trumpet, guys. Leaving you to think When you go out next, where are you going and what are you wearing? But I feel like at the end of the day, wear what you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. It's only too much skin when you're not comfortable and where you're going. So stay
tuned. You gotta exude that confidence.
For withdrawal symptoms? Yeah, man.
It is withdrawal symptoms, everybody.
I still haven't found a sound effect for withdrawal symptoms. The one I have is really nasty.
What?
The sound effect for withdrawal, it's so nasty.
No, just take it back to school. Work on it. And then when it's ready, you can reveal it to us. So this is what is happening this weekend. Starting on Friday, we've got Winnie Kumalo having a live concert at the venue.
Still don't know who that chick is, though.
You know her. I know her, though. She had a really nice song when I was growing up. I used to watch it on SMTV or something like that. I don't remember. So it's $25 to go and watch Winnie.
This is why I'm not interested. Do you see?
But then again, you're not the target market. Okay.
That
I don't
was
know.
A dagger to my
people eye. Who know Winnie Kumalo think she's worth $25.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Yeah. So it's on the 23rd on Friday.
I'm still recovering.
It's okay, baby. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
But yeah, guys. Those who, I don't know, I'm yet to find Winnie Kumalo fans. I think I'll do a survey, low-key.
I think it's during...
Then we will rate and see if she is worth $25.
I know who's going to watch Winnie Kumalo.
Mm.
It's very old people who've got a lot of money to spend. And they're going to go there with young girls that we have no idea where to go.
Yeah. Wait, okay, where's the venue?
It's Avondale, the venue.
The venue?
Yeah.
It's a nice venue.
It is. Very chilled. It's the right place for your blesser to just take you. It's so inconspicuous.
Dear future blesser. Future maybe.
Future baby.
Hashtag do.
And Unplugged is back.
Yes. Guys, I had missed Unplugged. Like,
since January.
On the real, like, I had chest pains.
What?
No, I feel like after Unplugged December, there really hasn't been a bomb ass event.
Yeah, but Unplugged was like the last one.
It was it was disgustingly packed. Mm-mm. It was Mm-mm. disgustingly packed.
I'm so glad I didn't make it. I was like, wait.
But I had my fun. So
do you remember most of it?
Yeah.
I like that you remember.
Going out, maybe.
So yeah, Unplugged is on the 24th.
Yes, guys.
It's in Pomona. What's that place called?
When again?
Yeah.
I'm sick of that venue.
And it's so far away. It's so far away. And I think the tickets are like still $10.
Of course. No, you know what? I don't think they'll ever change, and I don't think they ever should change the price.
Because that's the only way
they
to
get me chest pains in December. But anyway. Yeah, but like, yeah, it's $10. And I feel like it's a good amount, to be honest.
Because
that's how you get people and
to
everything.
Like,
but venue. I think we need to like find these people and DM them or dream like guys.
And ask and say
like,
what?
Change the venue for us though.
And go where?
I don't know. Make a plan. But
the last time they were Newlands, isn't it?
But they last had it a while ago.
In Newlands?
It's been a minute. It's constantly been Wingate.
Ah.
But
And guess what?
What?
Inaki's has a mix and mingle with Natty O.
When? I love
Same
Natty
Saturday.
O.
Same
what
Saturday.
Time?
Same Saturday. Like after you leave your what's it called?
Yeah. So whoever I'm going to unplug with, that's the plan. Shout out to you. Whoever you are. I don't know who you are yet. I'm still like on the server.
So you see other people have their weekend plans all sorted out. I don't know where I'll be going. And next.
But what's the weather like? I hope it doesn't rain. It can't rain.
It can't rain. It shan't rain.
It cannot rain.
On the 3rd of March, the MASH comes back with music and talk with a great panelist of speakers talking about all sorts of things. So if you're, you know, entrepreneurish and like to do stuff, like to be around people, like good food and good music, the venue is Shizandi. It's a long habit Chitepo opposite the primary school from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m.
I feel like there are a lot of venues and places that are now being used and open that most people don't. You know what? I think we should do something, a challenge for our podcast. we should every weekend go to one place that we've never been to that's new and check it out
and check it out and like come rate and talk
it.
About it
and then we rate it
definitely
that like that, I'm challenging ourselves
we should do that. I think we can check all of those three
four
no except for Mwini Kuma. No hate but yeah it's okay. So that was it from us today on The Hangover. Hope you have a great week. And yeah, because for me personally, I'm defeated. 1,000%. I cannot wait for the weekend. And I'm so glad that I can get to, you know, just let
loose. I hope you have a great week, a great weekend.
You know how to find me on social media. The name is The Queen Dre. It is spelled THAQWINDREY. So be sure to look for me on Instagram, on what's it called? Twitter, on Facebook. It's The Queen Dre everywhere. And if you want to get in touch with us on Facebook, the page is Capital26Free. And this is how you get in touch with Lala.
You can catch me on Instagram, Lala Machonisa, one word, small letters. That's basically it. I'm on Twitter, but I don't use it, so there's no point. Facebook, I also used it like 3 years ago. So yeah, catch me on Instagram and give us your feedback, what you think about our podcast, what you would like us to talk about. Uh-huh. It is free to say it, free to do it. So catch you next week, guys. Love you.